The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Well, one person who's certainly not afraid to face in headlong into every controversy. He's a regular on the media. There's a W word that could be described, but I'm too polite to say it. Conor Faulkner.
I think big gun was the phrase you were looking
for.
Well,
exactly. Conor's here because Dublin City Council have proposed a kind of transport future. And what they're proposing is, after 2025, the current on-street parking charges, you know, you pay the meter, whatever it is, you pay it on your phone, it's €3.50 an hour. They're proposing, after 2025, to double it to €7 an hour. And don't you know, this could have a knock-on effect on all sorts of costs. Conor, what are they trying to do here?
Well, I don't think they know themselves, Ivan. At least they're trying to ride at least three horses. And they'll tell you with great passion that they have, you know, completely different visions for what they're going to use parking in Dublin for. What they should be using it for, what the City Council's purpose is to facilitate and help businesses and citizens in the city. So why do you charge for parking at all? So that parking spaces will turn over, so that businesses are facilitated. Dublin City Council, however, wants to do two things primarily. Firstly, they want to treat parking as if they owned the streets and it's a line of revenue for them. Why are you charging us more for parking? Because we want the money. Now, that's a totally wrong mindset. They don't own those streets. They hold them in trust for us, and they're supposed to manage them on the city's behalf, not treat them as a way in which they raise money. The East Link toll bridge was a classic example. The toll bridge was bought and paid for after 30 years. Instead of giving it back to the motorists, they decided to keep it and up the price. A totally shamefacedly, and their only excuse was, well, we really need the money. So it's a bit like, you know, after you finish your mortgage with the bank saying, well, I know you've been paying us money for every month for 30 years. We're going to keep taking it. And you say, no, I've bought my house now. Yeah, no, but we really need the money. And that's what the City Council are saying to us in terms of the East Link Bridge, and likewise with parking. So one reason is a cash grab. They want the cash. Then you run into the other half of Dublin City Council, mostly the elected representatives, or some of them, and they don't really care about the cash. They're certainly not very prudent with it. They want to stop cars. And they will think of any reason they can think of, whether it's tactical or not, whether it's true or not. But if it frustrates cars, they'll go for it. So they actually have a car frustration policy, as if you will improve public transport by virtue of the fact that you're making life hell for car users.
What's the type of revenue that's being raised at the moment?
They get about 30 million quid in total from on-street parking revenue. And, you know, but they have to spend a significant amount of money funding the clamping system, for example. And if you didn't have a clamping system, you wouldn't have
parking
revenue.
Or does the clamping system not pay for itself?
No, not quite. Nearly does, but not quite. But of course, where it pays you is it allows for all that lovely on-street parking revenue. And that's a big, big chunk of revenue for Dublin City Council. Now, I don't knock them for wanting money. You know, your local authority has got things to do, but maybe we need a better debate as to how you fund your local authority, and it can't always be the local motorist.
And how will city centre businesses in Cork or Galway, if on-street parking gets more and more prohibitive, you know, like if you live in Galway, you can do your shopping maybe in Tuam's or Athenry's or different places like that. You know, is this going to ultimately lead to a situation where people won't go into big cities? Or in case of Dublin, they just say, look, I'm not going to go into, I'll go to Dunder's or somewhere like that.
Exactly that. And if you consider the city centre as a sort of a trading block or as a shopping centre, if you like, it directly competes with the out-of-town stuff. So yes, if I can go to Tuam more easily than into Galway City, then I'm incentivized to do so. And if Galway is charging and Tuam isn't, then that's a massive disincentive to the businesses located in Galway. Now, in the case of Dublin, you would like to think the local authority will talk to local businesses and engage them. Unfortunately, a lot of the voices don't. Remember, the primary purpose is get cars out of the city. Why? Because we don't like them. Why don't you like them? Because we just don't. Planet, Greta, we don't. And they're simply about getting cars out. So they tend not to listen to the local traders.
What's the relationship between on-street parking and car park charges? Do you see, they'll see, because businesses have to get incentives in, and some of the car parks are actually part of a shopping complex, like in Dunleary Shopping Centre, so therefore it's an anchor part of it. You really need people coming in for all the tenants of it. Do you see that car parks multi-story will follow suit or see this as an opportunity?
Well, I hope they see it as an opportunity. Actually, I hope it never happens. And I go back to saying, why do you charge for parking? If you think you're going to charge for parking as a way of making money, that's totally the wrong mindset. You're certainly not on the side of the traders or on the side of the city. You're on the side of your revenue, and that's not much use to the rest of us. What they should be using it for is you need some charge to make sure that spaces stay free. That's what the traders really need. So you should be choosing your parking charge at the level that serves that purpose, not as much as you think you can get away with, which unfortunately, under various flags, pseudo-environmental and anti-car and various reasons, the local authority, particularly in Dublin, does that a lot.
Finally, the congestion is really awful these days.
I mean, it is.
Like, I've been trying to go at a certain time down to rush down to the Keys and so on. And each night the taxi that was booked just couldn't get here because of the traffic. Is this just a December phenomenon or what's
Well, partly. I mean, the bicycle works fine, by the way, Ivan. You'll have no problem at all.
I can't be like Prince Andrew sweating, for God's sake. I've got to be on television.
Well, you have to pump it out from time to time. Look, it is seasonal to an extent. November and December are always the very, very worst periods for traffic. And, you know, we will get it. You know, it actually hasn't been too bad so far this year. I know there have been some really bad mornings. But between now and, say, start of February, we'll get a snow day, or we'll get a day where the weather's bad, or we'll get a truck, we'll have a smash on the M50, or something will happen, and we'll talk about nothing but traffic because the entire city will be strangled. It is that vulnerable because strategically we haven't built public transport. That's a long-term failure of Dublin and other cities. We don't do our planning terribly well, but it has happened before and it will happen again. It's always at its worst at this time of year, and as I say, you know, come summer we'll forget all about it, then September will take us by surprise, and then, you know, Christmas time next year we'll be back here again.
Do they still do Operation Free Flow?
Free Flow is a bit of a spin, really. And it's a good idea, but I mean, your Yellow Pack Gardaí from Templemore are allocated to Dublin. So more...
But is it happening this year?
It is happening this year. There's also a moratorium on unnecessary roadworks. Our roadworks can
be
postponed.
Oh, that's not a bad thing. Yeah.
And then there's special arrangements facilitating car parks. And that all adds up to Free Flow. It helps. Can't do it all year round, but it genuinely does help.
All right. Conor Faulkner, a Director of Consumer Affairs for AA. Do let me know. Do you think €7 an hour is fair value for on-street car parking in our city centres? And don't say you weren't warned, you heard it first here. 2025, that's what they're planning for you. Let me know your views. Thank you, Conor, as always.